أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى. In the previous surah, Allah Ta'ala explained of the risalat, the nabuwat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and gave proof of it. Yeah, in this surah, Allah Ta'ala explains the great honorable qualities, some of the great and honorable qualities of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what great attachment and love Allah Ta'ala has for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also in the surah, Allah Ta'ala explains that one lady, the wife of Abu Lahab, Umme Jamil, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ill and he could not get up for tahajjud for 2 or 3 nights, she made a horrible statement and she said, Na'uzubillah, that the shaitan of Muhammad has left him also. So on that, Allah Ta'ala revealed the surah to show that what is the great and honorable position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala first of all takes qasam wa dhuha, qasam dhoop charte waqt ki. Allah takes qasam of the sun when it has risen, and the time of dhuha, which we also call chash, the namaz that is read about 11-12 o'clock before zawal time. In other words, the time when the sun is at its brightest, in its greatest radiance, so that Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, or رَات كِي جَبْ چھا جَائِ, and Allah takes qasam and oath of the night, when the night has overshadowed everything and darkness has spread everywhere. In here is an indication also that the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the nabuwat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had brought that light, that bright light in the world, which had dispelled all the darkness of idol worship, of all the other evils that were existing in the world. They were all dispelled, and light came into the world, and as long as the Muslims had adhered to those practices, this light kept on spreading far and wide, and like lightning it spread in the whole world. From the little town of Madinatul Munawwara, that light spread right up to Morocco on the west, right up to China in the east, right up to Mongolia and that places in the north, and right down up to Mozambique, and even the traces of it in South Africa in the south. So that light that came, that light of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it brought this great, great illumination, and it dispelled all the darkness of disbelief, of superstition, of weakness in a person, all that it had dispelled. And in there is a lesson that if we also once more stick to that light, that the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that light will come into us also, and it will spread in the world also. Also, some ulama have explained a beautiful explanation of wadduha. Yeah, actually it is, of course, when the sun has risen and it has come to its full brilliance and radiance. But they say it was the radiant and beaming and shining face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the beauty of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that nur which was on the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is no doubt the very presence and the countenance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hidayat spread in the world. As it comes in a hadith sharif, the righteous and pious people, the awliya, are those people, when you see them, you get reminded of Allah Ta'ala. So, what to say about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His beautiful and radiant countenance, how beautiful was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, his zulfa, his beautiful hair, the zulfa which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept, and which was in beautiful locks and curls, and which hung from his hair. So this dark black locks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the radiant shining face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful scene that is. And that is also clear that that also spread hidayat in the world. And whoever had seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his heart was even slightly clean, he immediately took to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, changed his whole life and sacrificed everything for Nabi Ali Salat wa Salam and for the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this surah was revealed also at that time, which is called Fatrat, at a time when wahi was stopped for a while coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were few occasions of such. One such occasion is when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just forgot to say insha'Allah on something. On that Allah ta'ala stopped wahi, revelation, for a long period of time. And that was the most hard, difficult period for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The torments, the criticisms, the difficulties that he went through, that all meant nothing to him compared to when now he was not connected to Allah Ta'ala and Allah was not speaking to him. So that is the greatest gift. Also in the surah, Allah Ta'ala makes it clear that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have material and monetary things, money, wealth, position, all the best, beautiful glitter and glamour of this world. And in fact, Allah had offered it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself preferred to live a life of a pauper. When Allah offered to make the mountains of Makkah gold and put it at his feet, he said, "My Allah, I prefer to stay one day, to eat one day my fill, and one day to stay hungry and turn towards you." So that life of austerity, that life of like a poor person's life, was not imposed, was not that he could not help it, but it was of his choice. He chose to live such a life. And he knew very well, as when he slept on a grass mat, and the signs of that grass mat were the marks were on his body. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also felt sorry on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that we will make a bed of roses for you. The kings of Rome and Persia, they are on kufr, on batil, and they are enjoying so much luxury in this world. And you are sleeping like this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became stern and strong on Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said, "Oh Umar, are you still in doubt of this matter? That the luxury, comfort, all the things of this world are absolutely nothing. The real life is the life of akhirah. Al-aish, al-aish al-akhirah. Enjoyment and pleasure is that of akhirah." So that was the disposement and nature of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. So in this surah, Allah explains the great qualities, which are the true qualities, where they are of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also should make an effort to imbibe them and bring them within us. And we also should try and understand and realize the comfort and enjoyment of this world is nothing whatsoever. Allah gives comfort, Allah shukr, but that is not the object of life. The object of life is to please Allah and to prepare for akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.